Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting 5th. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Wackenfuss and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Davis steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Murphy scores. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wackenfuss for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Armas fields it and throws to second to catch Peters for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gross moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gross scores. Heath moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards the mound. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell bunts towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero strikes out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing third base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.